NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The United States is going to restrict air travel from South Africa and seven other countries over concerns of a new COVID variant. President Joe Biden says the World Health Organization has identified the new variant, which is spreading through South Africa. They say the highly transmissible Omicron variant is a variant of concern. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is declaring a state of emergency ahead of potential COVID-19 spikes due to the Delta and Omicron variants. James Flippin has more.
The state of emergency will take effect December 3rd, and that allows the state to buy pandemic-fighting supplies, boost hospital capacity, and potentially limit non-urgent medical procedures, according to the governor's statement. Hochul saying that there are warning signs of spikes in case numbers. And she says while the Omicron variant hasn't been detected in New York, she predicts it's coming. James Flippin, New York.
A shooting at a shopping center in Durham, North Carolina, is leaving three people wounded. Police say one of the victims is a 10-year-old who was hit with a bullet that ricocheted. One person is in police custody. A government funding deadline will be on the list when Congress returns to work next week. December 3rd is when the government runs out of money. Other deadlines will be looked at by Congress, including raising the nation's debt ceiling. The Interior Department isn't recommending a stop to new oil and gas leasing. Lisa Taylor has more.
That recommendation didn't make it into a report the department released on Friday. However, it wants to make other changes. They include taking climate change factors into consideration when deciding on leases. Another recommendation was to increase lease fees. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The former Montgomery County Police Department Chief Charles Moose, who became the face of the D.C. sniper attacks, is dead at 68. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.